Richard Thompson may be the quintessential cult artist. Mention his name and people either gush passionately or scratch their heads wondering if it rings a bell. Enthusiasts will tell you about his phenomenal acoustic and electric guitar playing. They'll rave about his expertly crafted songs delivered with the throaty voice of a modern troubadour. If the name doesn't ring a bell, here's the basic bio. In the late 1960s, Richard Thompson was a founding member of the British folk rock group Fairport Convention. He and his ex-wife, Linda Thompson, released several critically acclaimed recordings in the 70s and 80s. For the past two decades, Richard Thompson has had a prolific solo career. His most recent studio recording is called The Old Kit Bag.
Creeps and tunes like a room full of toys. Up the river from a smoke and a noise, Gethsemane.
Over the past few years, Richard Thompson has been performing an unusual set he calls 1,000 Years of Popular Music. The idea struck when Playboy magazine asked him to list the best songs of the millennium. They only meant ones from the past 20 years, but Thompson called their bluff and drummed up selections going back to St. Godric. Playboy never published his list. But Richard Thompson took the show on the road, where he's playing everything from old English traditionals to Gilbert and Sullivan to Lennon McCartney and Prince. Live performances of the songs were recorded and have been collected on a new CD.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
Richard Thompson visited NPR Studio 4A to present a tiny slice of the past 1,000 years to us. He began a mere 200 years ago with a song from England's coal fields, Blackleg Minor.
Oh, it's in the evening after dark that the blackleg miner goes to work, and his moleskin pants and his dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner. Oh, he takes his pick and down he goes to hew the coal that lies below. There's not a woman in this town row would look at the blackleg miner. It's in the evening after dark, blackleg miner goes to work with his moleskin pants, his dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner. Devil is a terrible place. They rub wet clay in the blackleg's face. Round the pits they run a foot race to catch the blackleg miner. And don't go near the Seakill mine. Across the top they've stretched a line to catch the throat and break the spine of the dirty blackleg miner. It's in the evening after dark, the blackleg miner goes to work with his moleskin pants, his dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner. Well, take his pick and duds as well, and hurl them down the pit of hell. So off you go, and fare you well, you dirty blackleg miner. So join the union while you may, and don't wait till your dying day. But that may not be so far away, you dirty blackleg miner. It's in the evening after dark, the blackleg miner goes to work with his moleskin pants, his dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner.
Blackleg Miner, performed by Richard Thompson. It's from his CD, 1,000 Years of Popular Music. Richard Thompson played it and sang it for us in Studio 4A. Can I ask you about a definition of popular as it applies to this list that you have?
Well, I just use the word popular to cheat. You know, if you said, well, what are the most popular songs of all time, it'd be a pretty crappy list, you know. From the folk side, you know, I Gave My Love a Cherry or something, and
yeah.
Kumbaya, and then, you know, something by Andrew Lloyd Webber for sure. not that that's a terrible thing, of course.
How do you define popular, then?
Well, I just use the word popular to cheat. Really, it's a matter of songs that are reducible to an acoustic guitar.
Oh.
And also stuff I like, you know. There's usually a lot of Elizabethan stuff, and there's a lot of Victorian stuff because I'm fond of that as well. There's a lot of rock and roll too.
Sure. Are you fond of Shenandoah?
Well, that's a beautiful song. It's a song that started out as a work song, as a sea shanty. Probably sung by the American merchant fleet. You know, there's a couple of Shenandoahs, so various parts of the states claim it as their own. It mentions the wide Missouri, and there is a Shenandoah area, which is off of the Missouri River, mm-hmm. that it seems it would be more likely there.
Would you like to play it for us?
Well, have a go, yes, thank you.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, where I must away across the white Missouri. And Shenandoah, daughter, away you roll in river. Oh, Shenandoah, I love you, daughter. Oh, away I must away across the white Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I took a notion. Away you roll in river to sail across the ocean. Across the white Missouri. And Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you. Deceive you. Oh, well, I must away across the white Missouri.
That's such a gorgeous tune.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song to sing. I love that kind of sense of space. You know, it's a very wide-open song. It kind of reminds me of that middle part of America, you know, those sort of great rivers winding. Real Huckleberry Finn stuff to me.
Yeah, it's so gorgeous. There's a song out, a popular song. Hearing you do it on your CD made me realize that it's a much better song than I had given it credit for. But this is the song that was made a hit by Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again.
Well, there's some good songs out there, you know. One shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, or the Britney out with the bathwater.
Well, how did you get past, I mean, what chisel did you use to get
past?
Well,
I have to say that a friend of mine suggested it, and I thought, you must be kidding me. He said, I've got this video clip, come and watch this. And I was a little distracted by the navel, but once I got past that, I thought, well, actually, you know, it is a good song, and it lends itself to other interpretations. You know, in the show, I do a kind of a joke at the end of the show, if this is the last song, where after it's finished, I play it in a kind of a medieval style, because it has a kind of medieval chord sequence, just to kind of bring the show full circle, you know.
Yeah. Would you mind singing it for us?
Go, sure.
Thanks.
I I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes truly exist. I cry watching the days. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oops, you think I'm in love. I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
Richard Thompson performing in studio for A. Oops, I did it again. That wasn't too medieval. You get
well,
the
no,
sense.
He's different. If you do it like that, it's very medieval.
That's wonderful. You're one of the hardest working men in show business. I mean, you do a lot of touring.
Me and James Brown.
You and James Brown, absolutely. When you play a place and you've been going there for years, do you see the audience getting older?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, I'm sort of thinking about, you know, the years pass by and you see the same face and it just begins to change.
Well, it's true. I mean, the audience tends to be as old as I am.
And some of them bring their children, so there were young people
well,
in the audience.
Well, you do get kids. I mean, you get really young kids, which I always find kind of strange. And I try not to look at them when I'm singing some song about an axe murderer. But, you know, sometimes from the radio, sometimes from the internet or a magazine article, younger people find you. So as the core audience kind of gets older, the ones who die off, their seats are being filled by the next generation, I'm happy to say. If I hang on a bit longer, you see, I can become a living legend. This is my ambition. If I can get to 65, then you become a living legend and your fee quadruples. Hmm. And you can then play any old rubbish and people think you're a genius.
How many final concert tours do you plan to do?
Well, I started about 10 years ago on my final.
You want to take us out with an original, and it's your choice.
Okay. This is a song off of the old kid bag, and it's called She Said It Was Destiny.
Is this the togetherness she meant? So rosy. I thought we'd share a continent, so cozy. I thought love's passions really would be more touchy-feely. Well, well, she said it was destiny. She said it was written somewhere. But if it was destiny, stars, something that just had to be. But Venus aligned with Mars always really takes it out of me. Oh, I'm not proud of my deceit, you know that. To come so near and then that soothsayer said a whole lot of sooth. I hope that we all might collide with the truth. Clouds across my crystal ball, too misty. Was I too quick to give it all? When she kissed me, she's thrown a net on me. Reservoir geometry. Takes it out of me. She said it was destiny.
Richard Thompson performed She Said It Was Destiny in NPR Studio 4A. His latest CD, The Old Kit Bag, is on Cooking Vinyl Spin Art Records. 1,000 Years of Popular Music is on Bee's Wing Records. There's more from the Richard Thompson NPR performance on our website at npr.org. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton and recorded by Drew Reynolds. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.